Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldhar and Dear Masechet Sukha Daf Mem Zayin, the fourth parak Uv Varava. So the three daps are going to focus on number one. At the bottom of Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, Rabbi Yehuda Breid Rabbi Shmuel said in the name of Rav, regarding dwelling in a sukkah in Galus, Shmini Safik Shvi was sukkah Ushmini Lavracha. The eighth day that is possibly the seventh day is treated as the seventh day regarding the sukkah and as the eighth day regarding the bracha for Yantav, which Rashi explains means that one mentions Yom Shmini Chagat Seres Hazeh in the Amidah, Birchas Mazon, and Kiddush. But Rabbi Yochanan says Shmini Lezeh V'Lezeh. It's treated as the eighth day regarding both the sukkah and the bracha. On our daf, in the Gemara's second interpretation of the Machlokas, everybody agrees that we do not recite the bracha of Leishe B'sukkah. They only disagree with respect to dwelling in the sukkah on the eighth day. According to Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav, who said that it's treated as the seventh day regarding the sukkah, we do dwell in the sukkah on that day. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, who said it's treated as the eighth day regarding both the sukkah and the bracha, we do not dwell in the sukkah. The Ritva explains, Rabbi Yochanan holds that the very act of dwelling in the sukkah, even without the bracha, indicates that the day is possibly the seventh day of Sukkot, which is only Chol HaMoed, and thus might cause people to treat the Yantav more lightly. The Gemara concludes that the halacha is that we do dwell in the sukkah on the eighth day, but do not recite a Leishe B'sukkah. Point number two, Rabbi Yochanan said, Omrim Zman B'Shmini Shel Chag, Ve'in Omrim Zman B'Shvi'i Shel Pesach. We recite Ashechiyanu on Shmini Atzeres, but not on the seventh day of Pesach. Rabbi Levi Bar Chama said, and others say, it was Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, that Shmini Atzeres is considered a separate holiday, Sh'arei Chaluk B'Shosh Advarim, because it's different from the 7 days of Sukkahs that precede it in three ways, B'Sukkah, V'Lulav, V'Nisach HaMayim, in regard to Sukkah, Lulav, and the water libations. The Gemara asks that Shvi'i Shel Pesach should require Ashechiyanu as well, since it's different from the first day of Pesach in that there's no mitzvah, deep matzah like the first night. The Gemara answers that while it's different from the first night of Pesach, it's not different from the first day of Pesach when there is no chiyuv to eat matzah, as opposed to Shmini Atzeres, which is different even from the first day. Ravina said, Zechok Meshulafanav, Zechok Meshulafnefanav. The eighth day is different from the day immediately preceding it, whereas the seventh day of Pesach is only different from a day which is prior to the days that preceded, meaning the first day. And point number three, Rasana Bray said that Rabbi Yehuda said that just as the 7 days of Sukkahs require carbon, shir, brocha, valina, bringing a carbon, the shir by the levim, its own brocha, and tearing overnight, so too Shmini Atzeres requires the same. The Gemara questions whether Shmini Atzeres requires lina, based on a Bray where Rabbi Yehuda said the Pesach Sheni does not require lina, since the Pasuk, Upanisa b'boker b'halachta o'halecha, and you may turn back in the morning and go to your tents, is juxtaposed to the next pasuk, Sheshes Yamin Tocho Matzos, for 6 days you shall eat matzos. Only that which requires an observance of 6 days requires lina. The Gemara suggests that this would also exclude Shmini Atzeres, but then answers that it only excludes Pesach Sheni, which is similar to Pesach Rishon. Rashi says that since the pasuk discusses Pesach, the exclusion is only to another Pesach-like holiday. So once again, the 3 points are number one. At the bottom of Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, Rabbi Yehuda Breid Rabbi Shmuel said in the name of Rav, regarding dwelling in the sukkah in Galus, Shmini Safek Shvi, Shvi Lasukkah, Ushmini Lavracha. The eighth day that is possibly the seventh day is treated as the seventh day regarding the sukkah and as the eighth day regarding the bracha for Yantav, which Rashi explains means that one mentions Yom Shmini Chagat Seres Hazeh in the Amidah, Birchas Hamazon, and Kiddush. But Rabbi Yochanan says, Shmini Lezeh V'Lezeh, it's treated as the eighth day regarding both the sukkah and the bracha. On our daf, in the Gemara's second interpretation of the Machlokas, everybody agrees that we do not recite the bracha of Leishe B'Sukkah. They only disagree with respect to dwelling in the sukkah on the eighth day. According to Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav, who said that it's treated as the seventh day regarding the sukkah, we do dwell in the sukkah on that day. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, who said that it's treated as the eighth day regarding both the sukkah and the bracha, we do not dwell in the sukkah. The Ritva explains that Rabbi Yochanan holds that the very act of dwelling in the sukkah, even without the bracha, indicates that the day is possibly the seventh day of Sukkot, which is only Chol HaMoed, and thus might cause people to treat the Yantav more lightly. The Gemara concludes that the halacha is that we dwell in the sukkah on the eighth day, but do not recite Leishe B'Sukkah. Point number two, Rabbi Yochanan said, Omrim Zman B'Shmini Shel Chag, Ve'in Omrim Zman B'Shvi'i Shel Pesach. We recite Ashechiyanu on Shmini Atzeres, but not on the seventh day of Pesach. Rabbi Levi Bar Chama said, and others say it was Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, that Shmini Atzeres is considered a separate holiday, Sh'arei Chaluk B'Shosh Advarim, because it's different from the 7 days of Sukkahs that precede it in three ways, B'Sukkah, B'Lulav, V'Nisach HaMayim, in regard to Sukkah, Lulav, and the water libations. The Gemara asks that Shvi'i Shel Pesach should require Ashechiyanu as well, since it's different from the first day of Pesach in that there's no mitzvah to eat matzah like the first night. The Gemara answers that while it's different from the first night of Pesach, it's not different from the first day of Pesach, when there is no chiyuv to eat matzah, as opposed to Shmini Atzeres, which is different even from the first day. Ravina said, Zechok Meshulafanav, Zechok Meshulifnepanav. The eighth day is different from the day immediately preceding it, whereas the seventh day of Pesach is only different from a day which is prior to the days that precede it, meaning the first day. And point number three, was taught in a brace that the Rav Yehuda said that just as the 7 days of Sukkot require carbon, shear, bracha, volina, bringing a carbon, the shear by the levim, its own bracha, and tearing overnight, so too Shmini Atzeres requires the same. The Gemara questions whether Shmini Atzeres requires lina based on a brace of what Rabbi Yehuda said. The Pesach Sheni does not require lina, since the pasuk Upanisa Babukra Bahalachta Laholecha, you may turn back in the morning and go to your tents, is juxtaposed to the next pasuk Sheshes Yamin Tocho Matzos. For 6 days you shall eat matzos. Only that which requires an observance of 6 days requires lina. The Gemara suggests that this would also exclude Shmini Atzeres, but then answers that it only excludes Pesach Sheni, which is similar to Pesach Rishon. Rashi says that since the Pesach discusses Pesach, the exclusion is only to another Pesach-like holiday. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Mem Zayin, and our standard Simmon is a maze. A maze. So here goes. To make it through the Sukkos, escape the maze, participants in the diaspora had to all agree whether they should sit in the Sukkah on the eighth day, while making a Shechiyanu on Shmini Atzeres, and not on Shmini Shel Pesach, and then sleep in sleeping bags, and tarry overnight. Once again, it's a motion. To make it through the Sukkos, escape the maze, that must be more in Daf Mem Zayin. To make it through the Sukkos, escape the maze, participants in the diaspora had to all agree whether they should sit in the Sukkah on the eighth day, which reminds us of the Machlokes regarding dwelling in the Sukkah in Galus on the eighth day, that is possibly the seventh day. In the Gemara's second interpretation of the Machlokes, everybody agrees that we do not recite the Bracha of Leishah B'Sukkah. They only disagree with respect to dwelling in the Sukkah on the eighth day. So to make it through the Sukkos, escape the maze, participants in the diaspora had to all agree whether they should sit in the Sukkah on the eighth day, while making a Shechiyanu and Shmini Atzeres, and not on Shvi'i Shel Pesach, which reminds Rabbi Yochanan said we recited Shechiyanu and Shmini Atzeres, but not on the seventh day of Pesach. There are those who explain that Shmini Atzeres is considered a separate holiday, Shorechalik B'Shol Shedvarim, because it's different from the 7 days of Sukkos that proceed in 3 ways, with Sukkah, Luv, and Nisach HaMayim. When the Gemara said Shvi'i Shel Pesach should require Shechiyanu as well, since it's different from the first day of Pesach, in that there's no mitzvah to eat matzah like the first night, it answers that while it's different from the first night of Pesach, it's not different from the first day of Pesach, when there is no chiyuv to eat matzah, as opposed to Shmini Atzeres, which is different even from the first day. So, to make it through the Sukkos, escape the maze, participants in the diaspora had to all agree whether they should sit in the Sukkah on the eighth day, while making a Shechiyanu and Shmini Atzeres, and not in Shvi'i Shel Pesach, and then sleep in sleeping bags, and tarry overnight. Which reminds us, the Gemara questions Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Shmini Atzeres requires lina, based on a brisa that Rabbi Yehuda said, that Pesach Sheni should not require lina, since the pasuk Upanisa Babukra Bahalachta Laholecha, you may turn back in the morning and go to your tents, is juxtaposed to the next pasuk Sheshes Yamin Tocha Matzahs, for 6 days you shall eat matzahs. Only that which requires an observance of 6 days requires lina. So the Gemara suggests that this would also exclude Shmini Atzeres. But then it answers that it only excludes Pesach Sheni, which is similar to Pesach Rishon. Rashi says that since the Pesach discusses Pesach, the exclusion is only to another Pesach-like holiday. So once again, to make it through the Sukkos, escape the maze, participants in the diaspora had to all agree whether they should sit in the Sukkah on the eighth day, while making a Shechiyanu and Shmini Atzeres, and not on Shvi'i Shel Pesach, and then sleep in sleeping bags, and tarry overnight. All right, now it's time for a 4-blot back Chazara. Daf Mem Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Mem Gimel is a magazine. So here goes. The Sukkos magazine. That must be more in Daf Mem Gimel. The Sukkos magazine found by a Yid cutting a lulav off the tree on Shabbos, which reminds us, Rabbi Yezer holds that lulav a kol makshir of Dochens and Shabbos, the mitzvah of lulav and all its preliminaries are Dochens Shabbos based on the pasuk b'yom b'afil b'Shabbos. Makshir a lulav include activities such as cutting the lulav from a tree or binding it with the other meaning. The Rabban who prohibit Makshirei Luluv on Shabbos learned from the Pasuk B'yom that the mitzvah of Luluv is only by day and not at night. So the Sukkos magazine found by a Yid cutting a Luluv off the tree on Shabbos featured a cover story on why Arabos are Dochens Shabbos on the seventh day, which reminds us Rabbi Yochanan said the reason that the Arabos ceremony is done on the seventh day is Kedei Lefarsim HaShehi Min HaTorah in order to publicize the fact that it's a Deraisa. There's not a Gezerah prohibiting it lest one carry a Dalet Amos into Rishus Rabbin like there is for Luluv, since Shulchei Basin bring the branches the temple courtyard Erev Shabbos, and the mitzvah is then done by only the Kohanim, whereas Luluv is given to everyone to do, and therefore there's a greater likelihood that one will inadvertently transgress. So the Sukkos magazine, found by Yid cutting a luv off the tree on Shabbos, featured a cover story on why aravos are docher Shabbos on the seventh day, with a picture of Kohanim taking the aravos in hand and then placing them around the Mizbeach. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings some halachos regarding how the aravos ceremony is done. Rav Yosef holds the whole ceremony is done b'zakifa, by standing the aravos up around the Mizbeach. Abai holds that the ceremony first entails netila, taking the aravos in hand and circling the Mizbeach, which is then followed by Zakifa, standing the branches up around the Mizbeach. Abai brings a proof that it was first done with Netila based on the incident with the Baitosim. Daf Mem Dalad. So the Simmer Daf Mem Dalad is mud. So here goes. The Kohen Baal Mum with mud on his garments, mud? That must be more in Daf Mem Dalad. The Kohen Baal Mum with mud on his garments was dreaming of the day that he'd be able to take the aravos around the Mizbeach, which reminds us that Zemalchus Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, whether Kohanim Baal Mum may enter the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach in order to fulfill the chiyuv of Arava, even though it's generally forbidden for them to do so the rest of the year. So the Kohen Baal Mum with mud on his garments was dreaming the day that he'd be able to take the Aravas around the Mizbeach, as he held the Aravas on the seventh day in a shul, according to the Minhag Nevim, which reminds us, it's a Malchus Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, whether the Aravas is a Yesod Nevim or a Minhag Nevim. Rashi explains that a Yesod Nevim means that it was enacted by the latter prophets, Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, who instituted a number of rabbinic enactments during the time on the Anshei Knesset Gedolah. Minhag Nevim means that they merely institute the customary performance of the Aravah ceremony. The nafkamina between them is that there's no bracha for Minhag Nevim, since the word Vitzivanu, who has commanded us, cannot be said. So the Kohen Baal Mum with mud on his garments was dreaming of the day that he'd be able to take the Aravahs around the Mizbeach, as he held the Aravahs on the seventh day in a shul, according to the Minhag Nevim, making sure not to take the Aravahs in his lulav. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yami said that the Arava requires a minimum shear, and it may only be taken alone, and a prisoner cannot fulfill his chiv with the Arava that is in the luv. Rabbi Yami is coming to teach that even if the prisoner took the Arava in his luv once and then lifted it again, l'shem Arava, he would not be Yotze. But Rav Chisson, the name of Rabbi Yitzhak, disagrees and says that he would be Yotze. Daf Mem Hei. So the Zimmer Daf Mem Hei is Monopoly. So here goes. The festive Monopoly board, Monopoly, that must be more than Daf Mem Hei, Ma, Monopoly. The festive Monopoly board that featured 11 Amma Aravos placed around it, which reminds us that 11 Amma Aravos were brought and stood up around the Mizbeach, so they would be leaning over the Mizbeach and Amma. This implies that they're placed on the Yesod of the Mizbeach, because if they're placed on the ground, they would need to incline two Amos, given that the Mizbeach was 9 Amos high and had two protrusions of an Amma each for the Yesod and the Sobah, which would mean the Aravos would surely touch the roof of the Mizbeach. So the festive Monopoly board that featured 11 Amma Aravos placed around it was brought out only on Isru Chag, which reminds Rabbi Yobo taught that the source which teaches that the Aravos must rise above the Mizbeach is the Pasuk Isru Chag Ba'avosim Ad Karnos HaMizbeach. We also learn from that Pasuk, Kol Ose Isru Chag Ba'achil Oshtia Mal V'kasv Ki Uban Mizbeach V'hikru of Carbon. Whoever joins the Chag to eating and drinking, the Pasuk regards him as if he built HaMizbeach and brought a carbon on it. Some say this refers to Isru Chag. So the festive Monopoly board that featured 11 Amma Aravos placed around it was brought out only on Isru Chag for the 36 best-behaved children to play with in turns. Which reminds us, when Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, Re'isi b'nei Aliyah behen mu'atin, I've seen the people of the highest level and they are few, he was referring to those, the mistakli b'aspaklari ha-me'ira, that view the Shekhinah through a clear screen, as opposed to the 18,000 rows of tzaddikim standing before Kodesh Baruch Hu, who do not, and even the lamed vav tzaddikim that receive the Shekhinah every day, who do see through aspaklari ha-me'ira, they need to enter with permission, whereas Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is referring to those who may enter without permission. Daf Mem Vav. So the similar Daf Mem Vav is a cow. So here goes. The cowboy who loved to ring his cow's cowbell, cow, that must be worn Daf Mem Vav. The cowboy who loved to ring his cow's cowbell every time he made a bracha when he entered the sukkah, which reminds us of the Gemara challenged Rabbi Yochanan's ruling that a bracha is recited in the sukkah on all 7 days, based on a brisa that taught that when one enters the sukkah during the chag to sit in it, he makes the bracha of Leisha B'sukkah, and once he's recited his bracha on the first day of the chag, he doesn't recite the bracha on the subsequent days. The Gemara answers that the question of whether a bracha on the sukkah is recited all 7 days is dependent on a Malchokas Tanaim regarding tefillin. According to Rebbe, one recites a bracha every time one puts on tefillin, which could be multiple times in a single day. Similarly, Rabbi Yochanan holds that although all 7 days of sukkahs are regarded as one long day, since the sukkah obligation is day and night, one recites brachas all 7 days. So the cowboy who loved to ring his cow's cowbell every time he made a bracha when he entered the sukkah started ringing it repeatedly when he saw his lulav, tefillin, and tallis in there too. Which reminds us, it was taught in the Brice if there are many mitzvahs before a person be performed, which Rashi explains could mean one is ready to take a lulav, dwell in a sukkah, put on tefillin, and wrap himself in a tallis, he recites a bracha v'tzivanu aha mitzvahs. Rabbi Yudah said that he recites a bracha over each and every mitzvah individually. Rabbi Yudah's reason is based on the pasuk Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, which is coming to say, B'cho Yom Yom, ten wo me'in b'rchosav, on every single day, given the bracha appropriate for that day. Here too, with regard to various mitzvahs, B'cho Davar V'davar, ten wo me'in b'rchosav. For each and every mitzvah, give him the appropriate bracha for that matter, and do not group the brachas together. So the cowboy who loved to ring his cow's cowbell every time he had a bracha when he entered the sukkah started ringing it repeatedly when he saw his lulav, tefillin, and tallis in there too, and got so distracted he accidentally took a bite out of his esrog when he wasn't allowed to. Which reminds Reish Lakish holds regarding an esrog l'mitzvasa iskatzai. An esrog was set aside only for the performance of the mitzvah. As soon as one concludes the mitzvah, the esrog may be eaten on the seventh day. Rabbi Yochanan holds l'kul yoma iskatzai. The esrog was set aside for the entire day, since the esrog was prohibited. When the day began, it remains prohibited the entire day, and so I mutter to eat on the eighth day. All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldfarb from Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.